Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back for the rest of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Very excited about having my good friend Jeffrey Zavar back on the show. Jeffrey is a 99 model. He's a 22-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning journalist. I was there when he got that national award. He's the author of 3 books about being home-based. Safe at home, home office know-how, teleworking, telecommuting. Check him out, folks, and we were here when he launched those. He joins us on a regular basis to talk about what's going on out where the rubber meets the road. He operates the worm cam for us out on Main Street. Jeffrey, welcome back.
I like that. I'm a 1999 model. Never heard of myself referred to that. Usually I'm a little bit more, relic, antique than that, but that works.
Absolutely. It's good to have you back, Jeffrey. And
a pleasure, Jim.
One of the things that everybody's having to do is people talk about pivoting. People talk about having to make adjustments, how to reinvent yourself, things like that in the economy. This mid to post pandemic economy, it's going to be even more so, I think, going forward, because as the nation becomes more vaccinated, as we have more of a herd immunity. I think we're going to pick up on what we need to do in our business to survive, but I don't think we really yet know how people are going to feel about just the humanity part of things. You know, it was a time when you didn't have to wonder about, okay, people line up. If they were lined up out the door, that's great, right? You know, back to back, but now, I think people are still going to be wearing masks for a long time and maybe not shaking hands and not wanting to be in a crowd. And if they come in our businesses, even when all the government structures are off, we're still going to have to be sensitive to that. That's going to be part of our pivot, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're seeing it sort of taking shape around us and how it's unfolding. And, I think that the new normal, the new reality, the new regular, as I know you call it, is going to be taking shape in ways that we don't even know yet. But I think we're all getting there and sort of leads to a discussion of when last time we spoke, I was getting ready to go to an event, a concert, as it were, an outdoor concert up in North Florida that I've gone to for years. That would attract the one that I went to normally would have attracted 3,000 to 5,000 people. Mm. And this time they wanted to pull it off, but they didn't obviously couldn't have that kind of population that mass there. So instead they pivoted and they did it as a what they're in the industry calling pods. So they drew 10 by 15 foot sort of rectangular little pods on the ground, set them up 15 deep by 12.
What were these? They chalk it off, or did they put strings
chalk on the ground? Yeah, if you look at
chalk
it, big grid on the ground.
Like
the laying lines on a golf, on a football, field.
Yeah.
And just had, you could tell it was wheeled out, it was lined up, they had cones, they had, sort of tape to line it off.
You brought your lawn chairs out and set them in the middle of the pod?
Absolutely. Actually, they called it a golf cart concert. Let's back up a little bit. There's a place that I go to frequently, and we've spoken about it before, called the Spirit of Suwannee Music Park in Live Oak, Florida, up in where the peninsula becomes the panhandle up in North Florida. Beautiful 800 acres of live oak and pine forest, et cetera. And they have some enormous stages there, and they've done shows with the Allman Brothers and all sorts of bands up there. So they said, look, we've been shut down for a year. How are we going to get around this? So they said, let's do what they call it. And they're known for people bringing their golf carts and driving around because it is 800 acres. So they said, let's do a golf cart drive-in. so, because the industry has been, the concert industry has been doing drive-in shows where you go to a drive-in theater, the band sets up on a stage up by the by right. the screen, and they're not using the screen unless they're using it for
old
backdrop.
Old-school drive-in.
Yeah, exactly. And so they said, let's do it with golf carts. So they created these pods. Again, there were about 165 of them, you know, essentially 15 deep by 15 wide, lots of distance, you know, 10 feet between pods, big rows, you know, from one row to the next,
right.
you know, big aisles to drive.
And people are behaving, people are complying, people are doing what they're supposed to do.
They said, take off, wear your mask to your pod, take off your mask once you're in your pod. We'll
yeah.
bring food to you. You order, you can't, there's no congregating at concessions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
No mingling between pods. You can't go to others. And like I said, the industry was watching this closely, and it went well. You know,
well,
and I think, by all accounts, one thing
that this is doing, even though this is not as lucrative for the promoters and for the musicians and all that, this is keeping people active. It's keeping the companies sharp in their practices, but it's also keeping them connected to their customers.
Yeah,
and this is a big thing that I've been trying to talk about now for all this time. Is never sure, you know, we got to make money. Sure, you got to have cash flow. You need to make a profit. But mostly, you just need to make sure you don't lose contact with your customers during this period. Right?
And this has been an audience that has been, you know, and you think about any sort of gathering in the, you know, the intro, you talk about people gathering, getting together. I mean, you know, from theater to live performances of any kind to sports events, they're all trying to figure out a way to do it. And
mm-hmm.
luckily, you know, the people at what's called, the Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park, they own their land. And so they didn't even use their stages. They used their overflow parking area, which I don't know how many acres it is,
right.
but big enough to do that. And they had 750 people, you know, set up in these pods.
Whereas they would have had 10 times that many people, probably.
They've had, you know, more than that. I mean, they've had like 15 to 20,000
wow.
at what they call the Peach Stage.
But people were,
you know,
just,
which, and it's magnificent. Everyone looks back on that.
And
they're longing for it.
And they didn't think about it. And now people are different. So was it a good experience? Were the people who showed up happy, you think?
The people were very, and you know, there's two classes. There's those who will, I will never go to a show like that. And I
yeah.
interviewed the promoter, and he's like, that's cool. He goes, I don't want you here if you don't feel comfortable
yeah, yeah.
or don't want to be here. There's two
yeah.
who don't want to be there.
Don't come if you're going to be a buzzkill, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's two who don't want to be there. One who thinks they're going to be, you know, they're going to be vulnerable. They might be exposed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
two who say, that's not a 20,000-person festival.
Right.
I'm not going.
But we don't like those
and
people.
So, but
we don't like those people anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll come right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. After the break, I'm Jim Blassen. Stay with us.
Got a high-rise car.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.